Hello and welcome to the Lexington Farmers Market Report. Joining us from the Lexington Farmers Market, Josh England. Josh, welcome back to WUKY. What's happening over there at the Lexington Farmers Market?
It is already Halloween weekend, and I just can't believe it. That means that we're moving to our new location for our Saturday Farmers Market. It'll be in Gray Line Station on Saturday morning from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. But it's Halloween weekend, and so let's talk about my favorite spooktacular thing, which is carved rutabagas and radishes. I think I bring this up every year, and it always surprises people.
It's more popular in Europe, certainly, but it is sort of the original jack-o'-lanterns, the rutabagas. And some of them are pretty scary looking. I've seen some of them online.
I always encourage people that if you don't end up liking the rutabagas that you buy at the farmer's market, you just carve them into a little scary face and then set them on your porch or your windowsill and watch them slowly dehydrate over the next couple of weeks. And it is creepy and fun and just shows a different thing than just carving pumpkins. Everyone loves to carve pumpkins, let's be honest. But sometimes your squirrels love the pumpkins more than you or your kids do. So this is a different thing you can try for the holiday weekend. As you're carving out the pumpkin, save those seeds, wash them off, dry them off, and then throw them in the oven, let them toast up a little bit, and you have a nice snack. I have also seen recently that people didn't know you could actually cook with the pumpkins that you get at the farmer's market.
So what are you dressing up for Halloween?
I don't know yet, depending on the temperature. Sometimes, you know, the temperature can really drop dramatically, so maybe I will be a ghost with a sheet over my head. Who knows? If you're in my neighborhood goes all out and there's lots of kids. You'll find out.
Will you be dressing up for the market on Saturday?
I don't want to scare anyone. You'll see me in maybe shorts and short sleeves since we'll be inside and I won't have to worry about the temperature.
That's right, because now it's going to be at the Gray Line Station this weekend.
That's right. And so you can still find us on Wednesdays at Gray Line Station in the evenings, Saturdays at Gray Line Station in the mornings, and then our Tuesday, Thursday market has a couple of more weeks. So be following our social media to see when that one wraps up.
Josh, thank you so much for coming in and telling us about what's happening for Halloween at the Lexington Farmers Market.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for joining us. See you down there at the Lexington Farmers Market, where friends meet. I'm Joe Conkright for WUKY.
There are two major varieties of pumpkins. You have the jack-o'-lantern pumpkins that are sort of hollow on the inside. You can still cook with those, or you can get the smaller pie pumpkins. For those, I often recommend people can paint them with a non-toxic paint for the holiday, and then after they're done, they can rinse them off, and then they can still cook with them, turn them into pumpkin curry or a pumpkin pie. You can get dual use out of that produce. Some other fun things you can do with food that are also sort of crafty is you can do caramel apples. I know that can be pretty daunting for people. You might not want to make the caramel yourself. It's really easy, but it can be a little overwhelming for some people. But you can buy the pre-made caramel, and then you can get a skewer the apple, and then cover it with the caramel. And then you can decide what other kinds of toppings you want on. If you want to take some of the leftover Halloween candy and put around the top, if you want to get some different kinds of peanuts, or if that's not your thing, granola also is an alternative for people who can't have nuts, and you still get that crunch. And then it ends up tasting sort of like a caramel apple pie. That's another fun thing you can do with the apples you get at the farmer's market.
I like the idea of throwing some leftover Halloween candy on it, because I always have leftover Halloween candy, but that's actually a really good idea to maybe crush up some candy bars or whatever, put that on a caramel apple. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think that's probably how some of those Midwestern Snickers salad came about, is that someone had too many from Halloween and the mom was like, what am I going to do with all this? And so don't be afraid to, if you have too much candy, there are lots of nonprofits in town that will take the candy and use it for their programs. But if you just have a little bit and you want to try something new, don't be afraid to make Rice Krispie treats and throw in that extra candy. It's fun and you can try something new.
What about things like corn? I know a lot of times this time of year you get those sort of seasonal corns.
There are different kinds of corn. And so in the middle of the summer, we were talking about that delicious sweet corn. Now as we're moving into the fall, you're looking at harder decorative corns or popping corns. Of course, you don't cook sweet corn the same way you would do popcorn, but you'll start seeing those beautiful varieties that might even be good for decoration. They're sometimes called jewel tone corn or Indian corn. Lots of different names for them. You can use them to cook with, depending on if they're the right variety or not, or you can use them as decoration, and they're really awesome. Great way to bring some more color into your living room or your front porch decorations.
Are there some farmers that do the pre-popped corn, some of the kettle corn, some of the other kinds?
We don't have any at our farmers market right now, but there are lots of places around that are using kettle corn that is made with popping corn from Kentucky. So that is a product that we grow here in central Kentucky. So even if you can't find the popcorn or kettle corn at our market, there's lots of really great places you can try and find it around town and support local farmers.